Hi, my name is Shibby. We spoke on the phone earlier, correct? It's nice to meet you. Welcome to my clinic. I'm sorry, my assistant wasn't here to receive you. You're actually my last patient for today, so I sent her home early. We have the office all to ourselves. Please, come in. You can just have a seat on that couch next to the chair, and I will come join you. Do you have any questions before we begin? To clarify, I am a trained sexual therapist and a specialist in alternative treatments. It's not my job to place any diagnoses or prescribe any medication. My job is to help guide you through any issues you might have, focusing on restructuring negative or harmful thought patterns. Now, tell me, what can I do for you? How can I help? Trouble focusing. A desire to get out of your own mind, okay? Distracting fantasies. Not wanting to be in control. I see. Well, by the sounds of it, this must be quite exhausting for you. But not to worry. This is also something that is surprisingly common among people your age. It's true, you're definitely not alone in feeling like this. And how have you been managing your symptoms up to this point? Is there anything in particular you've been doing that you've found to be helpful? Hypnosis, huh? That is interesting. I'm sure you've heard of people who've used it to quit smoking or help bring forward subconscious memories and feelings. This is like that? What kind? Like meditation or more of a guided experience? And this is meditation you do in silence, or do you have some kind of app or website you use? Hypnosis files. Okay. And exactly what do you mean by that? Sorry, is there something wrong? I didn't mean for you to feel embarrassed. I'm only asking to figure out what the right treatment protocol would be. I want you to feel comfortable sharing anything that is on your mind. Trust between a therapist and her client is the most important part of any treatment, and nothing you could say would surprise me. Ah, I see. These files are erotic in nature? Like I said, nothing could surprise me. I've heard about these kinds of audios before. Erotic hypnosis, isn't that what it's called? I know a thing or two about it. So I take it that these files have been helping you feel more at ease? More relaxed? More disconnected from your conscious and more in tune with your subconscious? But I wouldn't be wrong in saying that these files may also be part of the reason you experience these distracting fantasies, right? Erotic hypnosis can be sticky, and the words and phrases you hear can have a tendency to lodge themselves in the corners of your mind, coming to the surface at the most inopportune moments. Like any medicine, erotic hypnosis has its side effects. But if it helps, I tend to think that the consequences are worth it. Besides, it's not as though these side effects are harmful or particularly negative. In fact, I bet that they sometimes feel really good. Maybe too good to be ignored. Too good to want them to go away. But when you've exhausted every option and nothing seems to help, it's my professional advice that you should look around for experimental alternatives. If you're interested, there is a form of therapy we could try out. It's a simple hypnosis treatment. What I want you to do is to sit exactly where you are, and I'm going to pull up a chair, and I'm going to sit here right across from you, okay? This process is very simple. You are going to sit there while I walk you through a few diagnostic questionnaires. And your job will consist of two things and two things only. You must answer all my questions verbally, and while you do, you're going to be keeping eye contact with me. The only rule is that you're not allowed to look away. No matter if a question makes you uncomfortable, no matter if you're embarrassed to answer, you have to look me in the eyes. It's important because this protocol requires complete, undivided attention. Not just your best attempt, but pure, undivided attention. And the best to achieve that is for you to just focus on my eyes. And just listen to what I have to say. Most therapists seem to believe that the best way to achieve progress is to teach their patients techniques to observe their thoughts and feelings from an outside perspective. To see what they are thinking like a disinterested party and act according to their logical mind instead of reacting with their emotions. But I take a different view. I don't see thoughts and feelings as something to be tamed, something to be coldly observed and conquered. I see them as something to be listened to, something to be embraced in their fullness. The reason that most people have such restless and negative minds is simply that they are always fighting their true desires. They think that their feelings are what's causing them harm, when in reality it is their subconscious constantly struggling to maintain control. They may feel shame and embarrassment, not because they have shameful thoughts, but because they are losing an inner fight against themselves. If you love something, if you truly deeply want something, you're not afraid to share it. But if you see those feelings as something to be defeated, then of course you will have trouble accepting your true self. My therapeutic approach is based on one simple principle. It is a bit unusual for a behavioral therapist, but it's definitely not something new. In fact, it's a simple, ancient principle. Used in all places, at all times, as a method of fixing uneasy minds and calming erratic thoughts. A method to enable your subconscious to lay down its arms and surrender. You probably already know the word, don't you? Submission. Such a simple concept. If that's your problem, I think you came to the right place. I specialize in this exact type of obsession. I have an intrinsic understanding of what makes a person submissive and what a submissive person needs. I can draw it out of them. Or rather, they can't keep themselves from giving it to me. Something about me makes it easy for submissives to disconnect. I open them up so effortlessly. A therapeutic trick of mine. It helps ensure honest answers to any questions I might have. Speaking of, are you ready to begin your assessment? I don't want you to take a lot of time to think through every question. I prefer the honest, spontaneous answer. Even if it's not literally correct, it can tell me a lot about how your thoughts are structured, how your instincts are responding to various stimuli. All I need you to do is focus on my eyes and answer every question out loud. Everything is measured on a scale of frequency. Always, often, sometimes, never. If you find that a question is too intimate, I want you to try to resist the urge to hide your responses. I want you to feel comfortable telling me everything. Ready? Talking to someone of the opposite sex makes me nervous. I am a very sensory and sensitive person. When given instructions, I tend to follow them, especially when given by a person of the opposite sex. When I fantasize about the opposite sex, I picture myself in a dominant position. I find it difficult to maintain focus in everyday life, especially around someone I am attracted to. I tend to idolize women. I prefer to let others take control and make decisions on my behalf, especially someone I'm attracted to. It takes very little stimulation for me to feel a strong physical and mental response. I will do whatever it takes to make my partner happy, even if I'm nervous or embarrassed. I openly display my adoration for women. When possible, I like a woman to make my decisions for me. In a sexual interaction, I prefer to be the one on the bottom. Or to put it another way, I prefer to be the one getting fucked. Good boy. You know, it's very rare that we have patients score this high on any one particular dimension. People are usually spread out, a little of this, a little of that. But when I look at your results, there's only one column. Only one data point showed a significant result. Your submission score is, how should I put it? Off the charts. The results are unusual, but by no means worrisome. There's nothing to be concerned about. I'm here to tell you that submission is okay. Surrendering your control is the first step. Giving in feels good. Submission feels good. It's not like I need to tell you that, right? Once you experience it, it's impossible to forget how good it feels. Once you experience it, you begin to crave it. Submission is intoxicating. The happy chemicals are addictive. You want so badly to disappear into that pleasure. I know the feeling. To make you feel better, it's crucial that we find a way to rewire and refocus your cognition. To change the way you think. To change the way you arrange and prioritize your thoughts. When you came in here, I couldn't help but notice when and where you were looking at me. Let's just say it was very easy for me to see your focus shifting. Especially right here, right here under my collarbone. Right where the two upper buttons of my shirt open and where it dips down. Nuh-uh. Focus. No peeking, eyes up here. I want you a little distracted. Not so much that you stop focusing, but just enough that you have to fight it. For the next part, I just have to get comfortable. Do you mind if I take off my shirt? If you're following my instructions like you should, you won't even notice. My soft, voluptuous breasts in a lace bra. Maintaining eye contact is a lot harder when your therapist has tits like these. Plump and bouncy. Continue focusing on my eyes. Fight the urge to peek at my deep cleavage. The curve leading down to the underside where my bra cups them. I can see your heart is starting to race. I want you to channel that excitement into deep focus for me.
Focus. Focus. Focus on that look.
Fixating on that quality in my voice that sends you deeper. Fixating on my soft, glossy lips. We both know how you love them. And the way they move as my voice runs around your mind. How my tongue runs along them. Soft and wet. Don't look away. Keep focusing. Perfect pink lips that capture your attention. Let yourself be drawn in deeper. Maybe focusing is not enough. Maybe you need to hyper focus. Maybe you need to fixate on me. You would never resist me. You could never resist me. You give in to me. You give in to my voice. Your whole body relaxes as you slip deeper. Your mind empties as I take you further. That tingly timbre of my voice making you sink. Sink into your fantasies. Get lost in my voice. Get lost in my eyes. And every time I tell you to focus, you go deeper. Every time I say, focus. You fall deeper. You were made for women like me. You are just a puppet on a string. As my voice moves you, controls you, steering you in the direction of your subconscious desires, pulling you towards me. Breathe deeply and allow my medicine to work its way through your body. Allow my voice to open up your mind, to soften your rigid defenses. Giving you the space to release these feelings you've been holding in. Deeper. You can't help how much you love it. You've been trying to fight it for so long. But from now on, I want you to simply listen to me and submit it. Surrender. If you experience any uncomfortable bodily sensations, don't hesitate to let me know. Any tightness, any anxiousness, any tension, I am here to relieve you. Sexual therapy requires the complete surrender and release of repressed desire. A cleansing of the body and the soul. Are you ready to continue with the questions? Good. When a woman talks to me, I find it difficult to control my body. I find it difficult to admit to my deepest desires. When given the choice, I would rather be denied pleasure. I prefer to be a giver. I have inappropriate sexual fantasies about the women I talk to. I feel embarrassed when I can't control myself. I have inappropriate physical reactions towards some of the women I talk to. Are you feeling a physical response right now? Down there? Growing more and more uncomfortable with every second. Is my voice and my dominance becoming too much for you to handle? I bet you'd love nothing more than for me to unzip your pants and pull it out, wouldn't you? So you can show me what a good little submissive you are. Your needy cock on full display just for me. I wouldn't even need to touch it. You just want to show me what a good boy you are. Twitching and leaking just from looking into my eyes. Just from listening to my voice and watching my pretty lips as I speak. Grounding your focus in my feminine features. Channeling your sexual energy with just the sound of my voice. And the pictures that form in your mind as you fantasize about me. Could you still keep your focus if I began to play with you? Could you keep your mind's eye fully fixated on me? My eyes, my lips, even as I reach down to open you up. It's getting really tight down here, and I wouldn't want you to be uncomfortable. I'm just trying to help you. You know that, right? Like I said before, I want you to be free to express your desires. And your body communicates everything to me with just the slightest touch. You're aching so badly. I could never stand to see a patient in so much pain. Do you mind if I pull it out? I want to see what my hypnosis has done to you. How horny my voice has made you. Oh, sweetie, look at you. See how your boner is just straining and pointing right at me. What made you this hard, Was it my lips? Was it my voice? Maybe it was these plump, juicy tits you've been desperately been avoiding looking at. Maybe it was the thought of what I'm gonna do next. Do you mind if I join you on the couch? I want you to forget about everything. Everything about who you are. I've whittled you down into one simple thing. An object to fulfill my desires. Let me just hike up this pencil skirt. Just straddle you like this. You don't mind, do you?
It's a lot easier for you to focus when I'm sitting in your lap. Never wear panties when I'm with my patients. precise about it.
Giant lips that'll hug and squeeze anything you put between them. Grippy lips that are perfect for milking little submissive sluts like you. I'm sure it wouldn't take more than a couple of bounces of my juicy ass to make you explode. Good subby boys are always so sensitive. And I'm awfully tight. Especially when I get a nice toy like you all to myself. If you don't lose focus, I'll let you touch them. Cup them from underneath and feel their soft, pillowy weight in your hands. My perfect feminine body literally flowing through your fingers. My perfect feminine pussy grinding against your cock. Feeling it twitch between my lips. Desperate for me to let it inside. Desperate for me to just lift off and sit back down. If you want me, you can have me. All I require is your submission. Your complete surrender. This is what you need. Someone who takes exactly what they want. You need to be treated like a complete slut. A pretty dildo for me to use. Look at me, sweetie. Look at me. You're a submissive little slut, and you're not allowed to hide it anymore. The word no has no place around me. Your mind, your body, your cup. You are entirely under my control. Motionless, mindless. And hard like a fucking rock. Hard enough that I don't even have to touch you. I can just... and just a little. And your submissive cock finds my hole all on its own. Panting and aching. Desperate to be inside. Would you like to sink together? Look at me, baby. Look into my eyes. Sink deeper into them. Gaze into them while I wrap myself around your cock. Sinking deeper. Slipping deeper. That's right, baby. Just give in. Let my pussy take you deeper. Sinking deeper. Fucking me deeper. Let me sink onto you as you sink into pleasure. Just focus. Focus on my eyes. Focus on the pleasure of your submission. Thrust in me. Focus on the rhythm. Focus on the pleasure. Thrust yourself in me. Don't think about my tits bouncing in your face. Don't think about my pussy clenching around your cock. Submit to the movements and the waves I create on top of you. Feel how my energy moves through you where we connect. Everything resonates from your cock as I rub and squeeze it with my pussy. You are a submissive. When you're with me, that's everything you are. Everything feels so good when you just let yourself become a fuck toy. When you embrace it completely. Just a mindless fuck toy. Everything melts as I wrap my arms around your neck. My mouth to your ear as I bounce. And fuck you into submission. Just a boy toy.
Such a good boy.
Just a submissive little slut.
Such a good little slut.
Don't come yet, baby. I'm enjoying watching you squirm.
you can't come.
No matter how badly you want to, you're not allowed to come inside my tight little pussy. It wouldn't be very professional, now would it? Even if your dick is screaming for it, you're gonna hold back for me. Promise? Tell me. Tell me I'm in control. Tell me I own this fucking cock. Tell me you're a submissive little slut. Louder. Again. You are, aren't you? Such a needy little slut. All your worries, your trouble focusing, your restlessness, it all disappears when you're inside me. None of that exists when you're under my spell, under my control. Everything is so perfect and magical when I'm in control. When I'm on top, when I'm in charge, everything is perfect and magical. When I'm fucking you like this, slowly, because I own this cock and I can fuck it however I want. You just keep focusing on my eyes, breathing, sinking into the rhythm, sinking deep inside your dominant pussy, deep enough to hit that spot that makes me clench around your shaft. You're being very good not looking away, baby. I know how hard this is for you. Knowing that with just a glance you could see my almost naked body, my tight and perfect pussy, my thighs jiggling as I slam down on you. I know it's everything you fantasized about seeing, but you're such a good boy. Focusing on my eyes, my lips, and the way they move as I moan and breathe on top of you. Wouldn't you just love to stay here forever inside of your domina, enveloped in my control? Are you still able to keep track of everything that's happening? Could you answer a few questions for me, baby? Pussy makes me submissive. Good boy.
When given the choice, I would prefer to spend time with Shippy.
Good boy.
I enjoy being driven to and held at the edge.
You really are a perfect submissive. So obedient. And you're so sweet. I get the urge to be really mean to you. You look so good being fucked into oblivion. I want to wrap my hands around your throat. Not hard, just enough. Enough to make your dick go fucking crazy as I ride you. It's so intense, isn't it? And just the light pressure of my feminine hands on your throat. Oh, I'm gonna ride you until your brain no longer works the way it's supposed to. Until every thought you have is exclusively about me. Until you don't want to think about anything else. Oh, every part of you belongs to me now. I control your mind. I control your car. I control the very oxygen flowing around your brain. You are utterly and completely mine. Mine to use. Mine to fuck. Mine to break. Submissives like you need a woman like me. A woman you can't say no to. Reduced to a simple, single purpose. A simple, single function. The sooner you accept defeat, the better you'll feel. Accept that you can no longer fight it. You need to embrace yourself the way I embrace you. You need to empty yourself of all worries. You need to empty yourself of all that come. You need to be taken by the woman of your dreams.
How much longer do you think you can ride this edge? Is it getting desperately hard to hold back? Would you like my permission to come? Yeah? You wanna fill me up, baby? Oh, tell me. Tell me you want it. I need to hear you whimper and beg and struggle. Good boy. Grab my wrists. Try to pull me off. Oh, yeah. Fight me just so you can lose again and again and again. Struggle just to fall apart under my control. Beg me to make you lose. Beg me to slow down. Beg me to stop. Beg me not to make you break your promise.
My pussy is like a succubus. Once you come, there's no going back. It lays claim to your mind and soul. Once you come, you're mine. Our bodies are so close. My ass slamming down on you over and over and over and over and over and over and over. No escape. No choice but to beg for my permission. Begging me to allow you to submit, to come, to empty yourself inside your domino, to feel my perfect pussy luring you into an orgasm, the intense sensations of submission and obedience to my voice. Good boy. Focus. Focus. I want you to look at me when you come. I want you to give it to me. I need it. I need to feel how much calm I've coaxed into these balls. Submit.
Submit. Submit.
And come.
Come.
Come for me. Melt away inside of me. Fill me. Oh, fuck me and drain those aching balls into me. And the pressure of my arms around your throat as your cock twitches and pumps inside of me. I can feel every pulse and every drop filling me up. Your red face so desperate and moaning. It's all so overwhelming. So deep and intense as you orgasm inside of me. Pumping load after load into my perfect pussy. Oh. My pussy moving slower. Rhythmically over your cock, soaking and twitching just like you. Every thought, every worry released from your body. All your deepest desires are satisfied and fulfilled. I think the therapy had its intended effect, don't you? You've been so good this entire session. Never breaking my rules. Asking so nicely for permission. And all the while, you've been entirely focused on me. I think we might have gone a little bit over schedule, but it was worth it, don't you think? To spend time with me. To clear your mind. For the rest of the day, I hope you'll find it easy to focus. To constrain your imagination. To be more present and aware and not in your own head so much. Do you see how helpful a therapy session can be to help keep you focused? We definitely have to do this again to make sure we can deal with both the acute and long-term issues. I take it you wouldn't mind being rescheduled for another appointment. After that, we can try to get you on a fixed schedule. I want you coming here as often as you need. Sound good? Good, I will do that, and I will go get cleaned up. If you want to sit here for a little while relaxing, that's okay. You can let yourself out when you feel ready to confront the world again. I'll see you next time, cutie. Bye.